What is up, everybody? It's your head coach and founder of the league, David Kesey. Welcome back to this Find A Way podcast. And today's topic is the app doesn't care.
You are now listening to Find A Way Daily.
Do you know someone who has talent that isn't doing enough?
You find a way to reach the goal. You set goals and you knock them down. And I don't care what obstacle comes up.
It only took me 2 months.
Really?
Yeah. I made $100,000 in 2 months for the time I hired him.
Life adjusts to your commitments, not the other way around.
Here's the thing. I'm going for a run the other day, and I'm getting in shape. I'm running every single day. I'm working out with weights every single night, doing 2 days for a while to get back into ridiculous shape. That's what I'm committed to, getting in ridiculous shape. Because when I'm in shape, I feel good. When I feel good, I take a lot of action. When I take a lot of action, good things happen. And so I'm going for these runs. I'm running about 4 to 5 miles a day, and I'm trying to get to 4 to 5 miles in about for a 9 minute mile pace. And I'm going for this run in the beginning, right? And so I started in the beginning. This happened about a week or so ago. Probably more than that, maybe like 2 or 3 weeks ago. I'm going for a run as I start this endeavor. I say, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm a baseball player. I'm only used to running 90 feet, but I'm going to try to take on long distance running so I can lose weight. So side note here, I don't like long distance running. Like, so that's a premise to understand inside this story. I don't like long distance running. I like sprints. I like lifting weights. I like doing that stuff. I don't like long distance running, yet it is proven in my life that if I want to lose weight, if I want to get in shape, long distance cardio always knocks the weight off. Very rarely does high interval training do it. Very rarely does weights do it. So I take this on. That's why I'm doing it. So I'm running 4 to 5 miles and I make this commitment. Now, out of the gate, I can only do, my first day, I can only like do 2 miles and then I'm tanked. Then I could do 3 miles. And I'm running and I've got this app that I've got. I think it's called Run Tracker. And I've got this app that I turn on, and this app tells me, you know, start walking for 5 minutes. And I walk for 5 minutes, and it says, get ready, start running. And it tells me, and I start running. And then it tells me, okay, start walking again. And it has this pace based on my goals that I inputted and all that kind of stuff. So it's basically a virtual coach. And I'm running, and I'm trying to push myself to that fourth mile, and I'm approaching mile 3, and I'm exhausted. And I'm exhausted because as I run through my neighborhood, there's this really massive hill that I've done a video on before. This hill is a killer. And I run up this hill and I'm on my way down and my mind starts trying to sell me. It starts trying to say something like, you know, we're really exhausted. This is a process. Take it slow. Don't push yourself. You should start walking. Just start walking right now. But there's a problem. The coaching app hasn't told me that I can walk yet. I'm in the running phase. You don't start walking until it tells you to walk. And so my mind starts trying to sell me out of it. It's like, look, you're really tired if you push yourself too hard. It starts saying all these stupid things. And then it says, look, here's the thing. I mean, it starts to manipulate me and it goes, it doesn't know. The app doesn't know that you had to run up this massive hill. And then the coach inside my head hit me and it said, that's because the app doesn't care if you're going up a hill. There are numbers that need to be met. And if you want to push yourself to run 4 miles at a 9 minute mile, you're going to have to deal with hills. Sorry, unless you're going to go out to the plains and go out to flat land and go running around a track, you're going to have to run up hills. And the app doesn't care if you ran up or down a hill. Was there a downside to that hill? Yes, there was. Okay, so there was up and a downside. So you have a benefit and a resistance, yes? Yes, so that's not an excuse, but watch what your mind does. And so what I had to buy into, if I wanted to grow and become the runner that I'm trying to become, is I had to understand that the app doesn't care. There's numbers to be hit, just like inside your business. Your business doesn't care. There's numbers to be hit. Your body doesn't care. There's calories and macros and things for you to hit. So my question for you is this. How many times do you start off hot when you're trying to build a habit? You say, you know what? I'm going to go on a marketing and prospecting campaign for the next 90 days. I'm going to crush it. I'm going to do it. Or maybe you go on a fitness campaign where you're going to go get real fit and all that kind of stuff. How many times do you start off hot and then something happens where you cool down and you ask yourself, dang it, how come I'm still not the runner I wanted to be? How come I still haven't lost the weight that I want to lose? How come my business still isn't where I want it to be? How many times do you hit resistance and then try to take the easy way? Or you try to make an excuse? See, See, the lesson here, my friend, is this. Your mind is going to try and manipulate you to stay in comfort. Anytime you want to make real change in your life, real change is hard. It's very hard. That's why very few people do it. And that's because your mind will lie to you to protect you. It doesn't want my lungs to be huffing and puffing. It doesn't want my legs to be burning. It doesn't want to go through that pain. So what does it do? It starts going, hey, let me see any angle I can take to get you to stop. I'm going to try to do it. Real change, though, my friend, requires you pushing through that voice, and it requires you pushing and growing in order to change. I'm not naturally a runner, so I have to mold myself into that, and that's going to be tough. You're going to have to push yourself through certain times. The second lesson I want you to get out of this is nobody cares if you don't do the work. Nobody cares. If you don't do the work, your competition is totally cool with it. Your potential clients are totally cool with it. They'll just go work with somebody else. If you just let the weight pack on and you don't work out and you don't go crush it, nobody cares. But you have to care. And you have to care enough to put yourself through the struggle that is required to reach the goals that you've set for yourself. In other words, there's a couple things that I would say. Number one, do what top producers do. You know what top producers do? They feel the pain, they feel the resistance, they feel like they don't want to do it, they have those negative feelings that you have to do the work, but they do it anyway. Top producers have the same resistance inside their head. They don't want to wake up early in the morning, they don't want to do their foundation, they don't want to do their fundamentals every single day and make their calls and do all that. Nobody wants to do that. Everybody wants to go sit on a beach sipping a Mai Tai. Of course that's what we all want to do. Yet top producers do it anyway, my friend. And if you're listening to this podcast, you're somebody who's committed to being a top producer, so go do it anyway. There's going to be days where you want to do it. There's going to be days you don't want to do it. Some days I wake up and I'm like, yes, oh, feels so good to run, get some air in my lungs, get some time and some space to myself. And then there's other days that I literally feel like I'm wearing a 200-pound vest on myself and I'm just, everything hurts. But I do it anyway. The second thing is get somebody to push you. In this scenario, I had an app. That's all I needed. I just needed this app to push me, give me some numbers, some analytics to say, okay, this is the pace mile that you're at, but get somebody to push you, somebody to drive you. That can be a coach. That can be an accountability partner. That can be an app. But get somebody to push you past your comfort zone. You can hit the goals you've set for yourself. You can have a better life than you have right now. You can have a better business than you have right now. You can make more sales. You can have more money. You can literally create the life you want. But you're going to have to grow into the person that is required to do that. And in order to do that, you need to understand this concept, my friend, that the app doesn't care. Where in your life do you need to put aside the feelings and start selling yourself into taking the action and doing it anyway, rather than selling yourself out? Hey, my friend, if you know somebody who could use this message, please give it to them. Share it with them as a gift. When we uplift other people, it uplifts our lives as well. And if you want more training, you want more insights, you want more lessons on how you can perform, persuade, and produce at higher levels inside your business and life, please come visit us at davidkesey.com. Again, that's www.davidkesey.com. Until I talk to you next time, my friend, go find a way.